Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, welcome back, everybody. So it is election time is growing close, almost 4 weeks from today. And what I wanted to do, and actually today we have the vice presidential debate, so it should be a very, very exciting time. I wanted to talk about what it meant to vote, what it means to vote from a spiritual perspective. And today on Fired Up with CGA, our guest, Sandra Ingerman, who's an author of 8 books, including Shamanic Journaling, A Beginner's Guide, and Awakening to the Spirit World, is going to offer her thoughts on how we vote from a spiritual perspective. So welcome, Sandra. Are you there? Nope. So we're still trying to connect with her, and would love to get, you know, phone calls on what people are thinking about voting and how they're feeling about it and what you think it means to vote from a spiritual perspective. I've done a lot of thinking about this over the last couple of weeks, and you know, here's a couple things that I do believe. I do believe that voting is something that we should all do. It's a privilege and it's a right that we have, and that many people have died for this right. And no matter whether you're voting for Obama or Mitt Romney, vote, because your vote does matter. And voting is imperative for how we operate as a nation. I do also think that one of the things that I've seen is that this election has been very divisive, and I even had one listener write that her friends don't talk to her anymore because she's a Mitt Romney person, and because she's a Mitt Romney person, she must be bad or evil or whatever. They don't even talk to her anymore. And I think that when election then becomes more of a divisiveness versus just a vote for your preferences, that's when we've actually have a problem. So any luck there yet getting Sandra there?
Yes, CJ, we got Sandra on the line right now. So welcome.
Okay, hi, Sandra.
Hi, CJ.
Sorry, I'm warning folks to vote because it's really important to actually state, you know, it's one of the most important things that we can do to control our future. So welcome. I wanted to get your perspective about voting and, you know, a shaman's perspective about voting.
If there is let's see. We're staying on the cell phone. Is that what we're doing?
I think so, yep.
Okay. Hopefully we won't get lost. My cell phone connection isn't so great here, but I'll do the best I can, okay?
Yep.
First of all, I'd like to talk about two different aspects when it comes to looking at the spiritual aspect of voting. First of all, when we look at anything on Earth, on the humanly realm from a spiritual perspective, there is no right or wrong. And so this is like an Earth school, so everything is an adventure. And we have just different opportunities that are presented to us to learn. So from a spiritual point of view, nothing can go wrong with the election. But when we look at what's happening on a human level, what we are here to learn from a spiritual perspective is how to be a vessel of love, because we were created from love, and that's part of the learning that we're all going through in this lifetime. And part of that has to do with living a life of honor and respect for the earth and all of life. And so when we start to look at voting we really want to look at how we can join our voices together as a community in order to support all of life and the earth itself.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea. What does that mean? And because it may be new to some folks, what does it mean to be a vessel of love?
Well, we oftentimes in our culture confuse personal love with unconditional love. And when you go back and look at creation stories around the world, and all different indigenous cultures have creation stories, and the power of creation stories is that they oftentimes teach individual cultures how to, a framework, a foundation for how to live our lives. Mm-hmm. And when we look at, you know, when we get away from the organized religion point of view and look at creation stories that come from different cultures around the world, it's shown that this earth was created from a place of true love about being able to be a spirit in human form and experience all this beauty that we have on this great planet, and being part of what in shamanism we call a web of life, where all life is connected, we're not separate from nature, we're part of nature, and all the actions that we take towards ourselves and nature itself affect every living being on the planet. And so I'm not talking about personal love. It's that kind of love for life and respect, mm-hmm. and it's the love that comes from that respect and honor for life.
Mm. So if you have the love of life and not the personal love, but in this unconditional love where you just love, you know, have this be the vessel of love, what does that mean from a voting perspective? So how, when you're voting, I mean, what are the questions that you ask yourself? Like when you look at the candidates, do you, I know on a spiritual perspective, you're like, hey, it doesn't matter who I vote for because there's no right or wrong. But if you look at the idea of living a life of honor and respect to life and each other, what are the specific things that you look at when you're looking at candidates?
I think that the only thing, this is my opinion,
okay.
I think the only thing we should be looking at right now is who, as far as the candidates go, are looking at taking care of our environment. Mm-hmm. Because when it comes down to learning how to honor, live a life of honor and respect, which is what all shamanic traditions teach, is that, you know, we were alive, we're here, we're part of nature, and with every step and every breath that we take on this earth, we need to learn how to live a life of harmony. And what's happened is we've moved into a place of disharmony. We're not honoring the earth anymore. It's what can we get from the earth, and how much can we take from the earth? And it's all about you know, what we want, and oftentimes we don't even respect that we might be killing an entire species because of some mm-hmm. of the some of the decisions that we make, and so money becomes more important than life. And to me, what that reflects to me when I start to hear those kinds of statements on the news is a planet that's lost its soul. If people had their soul and we were fully inspirited and we were so full, we would be making decisions of how do we live on this planet in harmony with the rest of life and with the earth itself, and that's not what's happening. And so the environment is actually reflecting that back to us. Mm-hmm. In shamanism, there's the principle of reciprocity. The earth gives to us, we give back to the earth, and earth, air, water, and the sun give us life. We need these elements to live, but yet we continue to pollute that which gives us life. And, you know, if you try and follow that from a common sense perspective, one has to wonder, what are these humans thinking about to pollute that which gives them life? I mean,
right.
it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Right, so if back to your thing. So if you're a vessel of love and your choices are supposed to support and respect Earth and all life, not just human life, the environmental issues from your perspective are kind of one of the most critical issues. Unfortunately, we're going to be going on a break. I want to continue this conversation because I think it's really interesting. So many thanks to Sandra Ingerman. We're going to talk more about voting from a spiritual perspective. And folks that want to learn more about Sandra, you can go to her website at sandraingerman.com, I-N-G-E-R-M-A-N.com. In our next segment, we're going to continue talking about voting from a spiritual perspective. And make sure to friend us on the Fired Up with CJ Facebook page and to get more details on our new time and date and station. All right, thanks. We'll be right back.
This is more than a typical kind of thing. Delta Jones and my bones. The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy. Free.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can...
Hey, welcome back to the Fired Up with CJ show. We are talking about the upcoming elections. Today is the vice presidential debate, which is very exciting. And the question is, how do we actually vote from a spiritual perspective? And we were just talking to Sandra Ingerman, who is the author of 8 books, including Shamanic Journeying, The Beginner's Guide and Awakening to the Spirit World. And she was, in her last segment, was offering the shaman view, which is that it's about being, you know, we're here on earth to be a vessel of love, and part of our responsibility, and let me see if I can net it out correctly, is that, you know, looking at things from the perspective of how we can live a life of honor and respect, and that perhaps at least Sandra's perspective is that the environment is one of the main issues. What are some of the other issues from your perspective?
Well, I think equality is a big issue. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. I think equality is a very big issue that we need to look at. How are women being treated? I think that's a big issue for all of us to look at in the world right now is equality. How we're dealing, and this also kind of bleeds in a bit to some of the environmental issues, how are we dealing with the issue of overpopulation? And how are we taking care of this so that we can live on this planet with enough resources and provide enough for ourselves and also descendants in the future?
Where do things like the economy fit in from a shaman's perspective? Because here's my challenge. Because when I look at, you know, I'm a former business person, and so I look at the two candidates, and I talk to a bunch of my friends who are all Democrats, but also business people, and pretty much the unanimous vote is that Romney seems like a really strong business leader. And I think, well, okay, business is important because that's what creates jobs. Jobs create a thriving economy. A thriving economy creates a certain amount of happiness, you know, because we have jobs, we can afford food, and we can afford housing. But then, you know, then I think, what, well, I'm not sure what's going to happen to women's rights or in the environment. And then I get in a standstill. I mean, what's...
Right. Yeah.
Honestly, well, 'cause I literally can see both perspectives. This is a problem with someone who's so open.
You know, I think that part of the issue that we really need to be looking at is people are, you know, when I watch the news and watch how people are making decisions, people are basing a lot of their decisions out of fear, mm-hmm. Fear about the economy. And so people are looking for kind of who is going to take care of me and who is going to create a safe reality for me to live in. Mm. And the bottom line is that neither candidate can really do that because...
that's a really good point.
You know, because there's a political machine that's behind each candidate. And it's time for us to really bring the economy back to a community level of looking at how in our communities we can tap into our own creative potential and start to improve our economy and being able to take care of people instead of thinking that one person is going to do it. And if you watch the last few elections, it's been, I don't like this person, so okay, I'm going to jump over to the other party. Okay, this person didn't improve the economy, so I'm going to jump over to the other party. You can see where this is going. if the next part, if the Republicans get in, then people are going to say, well, this didn't work. I'm going to jump back over to the Democrats again. And, you know, that goes on and on and on. Instead of us taking a step back and saying, we need to stop looking at somebody who's going to make it better for us, because that's actually not going to happen. It's not realistic. But how can we strengthen our communities so that within our local communities, we start to improve the economy, which then starts to improve the economy and the standard of living for everybody in the country? And where do we start to look at equal issues? Because we are living in a democracy and a capitalistic society, and you know, we need to start looking at honoring all the people in America and helping to bring jobs back here so that the economy can actually be strengthened. Mm.
So here's what I'm hearing. I mean, one is we kind of vote in this kind of disempowered way, this kind of who's going to save me? Who's
exactly.
going to save me and who's best for me and my needs? So we kind of, and that makes sense because in some ways, you know, it is our vote and it's who we want. But what you're asking us to do is expand the lens beyond our own personal needs because no one person can really fulfill our own personal needs. And it's kind of illusionary to expect that to happen. And you're going to be, if that's how you vote, then you'll be disappointed. No matter what.
Absolutely. It's a setup. It's a complete setup if that's how you vote. You know, I'm going to give my power away to somebody else and
to fix my problems, right?
Yeah.
Right. So even if, and I think that's a huge insight because I do think you vote by your gut. And what is your gut? Your gut is, you know, probably a mixture of all these things, but probably right now and where I think a lot of people live is in fear. So fear is in your gut. You vote from fear. You vote for your own self-interest, but then you neglect the interest of all others. And the question is neglecting the interest of all others going to create a better societal outcome? Right? And what I'm hearing you argue is no.
No. Absolutely. And so I think when we do go into our gut and we start to look at, I mean, if we look at the earth as our body, and I'm sorry to keep bringing it back to the earth, but as a shamanic practitioner and teacher and as a spiritual person, I am so focused on the environment right now because the earth is our body. And if you keep abusing your body over and over and over again, it's not going to support life. And so if you have money, but you're not healthy, what do you have? I mean, health is everything. Mm-hmm. And so we really do need to start looking at how we can support the earth to help us thrive on the earth. And then as we live in a place of harmony, I do believe that the economy does start to shift to reflect that state of harmony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I actually like how you took the meta perspective and then turned it into a personal perspective. That's great. No, I love that because, okay, here's the reality. Whether we like it or not, there is a part of it, that part of us that just kind of snaps you. But what about me? Right? But you're saying, what about me? Here's another way of looking at the what about me. You know, if you are actually in an unhealthy environment, whatever you want to call that environment, whether it's literally the environment or women's issues or human rights issues, at one point that will the outside environment will start affecting your internal being. And so it's short-sighted to look at just, oh, well, it doesn't matter whether there are people that are starving. I need a job, you know, but, you know, so I need whoever's going to, you know, give me the best tax cut now.
Right,
that's kind of a short-sighted way of looking at it. It's kind of like, oh, I really want to lose some weight, so I'm going to be on a diet now, and then I'm going to eat Cheetos all day next week. It's like, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work. No, we cannot afford right now on this planet to live in a short-sighted way of looking at things.
Beautiful. I'm so glad that I talked to you because I literally have been struggling with these issues as a business person and then also someone who cares deeply about the planet. So thank you so much again for enlightening me. You're amazing. You're an incredible teacher. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, CJ.
And folks, make sure to stay connected as we move our podcast to a new radio station on October 25th and to get a weekly subscription to our show on iTunes. Just go to Fired Up with CJ on iTunes, click subscribe. And next week, we're going to be talking to Maureen Hogan, who is going to talk to us about ADHD. So have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll see you next week. Thanks again, Sandra.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adi and Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ.